My name is Ketsia Aurelien, K-E-T-S-I-A-A-U-R-E-L-I-E-N. This dictation is for Milton Rodriguez, M-I-L-T-O-N, last name R-O-D-R-I-G-U-E-Z. He was seen on November 3rd, 2022. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage 3B. This CKD is likely related to nephrosclerosis associated with hypertension, hyperlipidemia, type 2 diabetes, obesity, and the aging process. Period. The kidney functions reveal a BUN of 39, creatinine of 1.99, and a GFR of 34. Period. There is no activity in the urinary sediments. Period. There is no evidence of selective proteinuria. Period. The urine albumin to creatinine ratio is only 10 milligrams. Period. The patient, however, does report nocturia about 3 to 4 times a night. Period. He denies having any history of prostate or bladder issues. However, his medical records does report history of prostatic hyperplasia. Period. To rule out possible obstructive uropathy as the source of the CKD, we will order a post-void pelvic ultrasound. Period. His PSA was within normal limits at 1.36. Period. We will also order a renal ultrasound to assess the kidney structures to rule out any hydronephrosis, kidney stones, or any other abnormalities. Period. Hyperuricemia may also affect the kidney functions. So we advise the patient to adopt a plant-based diet devoid of animal protein and processed foods, period. We also advise him to decrease his intake of purine to minimize the increase of uric acid, period. We advise him to decrease his intake of sodium to 2 grams in 24 hours, as well as his intake of foods that are high in fat and cholesterol and simple carbohydrates, period. He is euvolemic and has normal blood pressure of 116 over 70, period. We will also order mineral bone disease workup to rule out hyperparathyroidism. And as well as CKD labs to assess the trends of the kidney functions and selective and non-selective proteinuria, period. Next line, vitamin D deficiency with vitamin D, 125 of 24. His serum calcium has remained stable at 9.7, period. He is currently taking vitamin D3, 500 milligrams daily. We will repeat the levels. Period. We recommend that he continues taking the vitamin D3 for now. Period. Next line, hyperuricemia with uric acid level of 7.4. We provided him with written information on the recommended diet of low purine, as well as avoidance of processed foods, including animal protein. Period. He verbalizes understanding. If the uric acid continues to increase despite the dietary changes, we may consider adding allopurinol to maintain a stable level of 6 or less, period. Next line, arterial hypertension, which has remained very well controlled with blood pressure of 116 over 70, period. The patient is euvolemic, period. Next line, hyperlipidemia with unremarkable lipid panel. Continue with the current regimen. Next line, type 2 diabetes mellitus, which is stable. We will request an A1C level for the next visit. Continue with the current regimen. Next line, history of prostatic hyperplasia as per the medical records. Next line, obesity He weighs 169 pounds today. We encourage him to increase his physical activity level and to adopt a diet of plant-based foods, period. Next line, we will reevaluate this case in 6 weeks with laboratory workup and ultrasound, period. And